Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, I about skipped a beat there, man.
I don't know what you're doing.
Skip the beat.
I like to do that when I get rowdy to my buddies. Get up in their face and go, bah, 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 bah. Reagan says, you're so aggressive. I said, baby, you ain't seen aggressive.
I was about to say, I might have a couple stories I could bestow upon Reagan, but we'll hold off for that.
I don't think my wife needs any of your bestowing in her story collection. I think she's maybe got a definite card catalog. Take that thing back to the 80s. Let's go.
Her Rolodex. I hear you.
Goodness gracious, poor woman.
Trent, a lot happening out there in the market today. A lot happening in the news. You back on Twitter? Or they might let you back on.
We had an agreement. I don't need to keep trying to push something that ain't going to happen.
Oh, man. They reinstated your account.
Nah, man. I jumped off that social media bandwagon about a year and a half ago.
I still
have a Facebook page, so people think I see stuff. I don't see anything.
I know. It's terrible. I don't really go on Facebook. I'll go on LinkedIn from time to time.
Be on social media because you got to share the At Home Roby Show and promote our talk here.
That's it.
And our stories.
That's it.
Goodness gracious. No, I never signed. I think I might have signed up for Twitter one time because somebody sent me a link. And the only way I could see the link was doing a login that I would never remember the password on. How many passwords have you forgotten in your time?
Oh, many a password.
The best invention ever is face recognition. I mean, even though they now have my fingerprint, or actually my face recognized. I mean, it's there all over me. Like, why is he in L.A.?
How does it even get, even I got a crook eye, it still works.
They work around sunglasses very well.
No, it does work.
And
sunglasses.
I do know this, they're good with mustaches that are unusual.
I can't remember which brand it's for, but have you seen the commercial with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and they're flying on a plane and Andy Reid's drawing mustaches on the guys that fall asleep, and Patrick Mahomes walks up and he's got like the, what do you call that, a pencil-thin mustache?
Like a pirate.
Coach, it happened again.
Wow.
And you're sitting there like, yeah.
Man, I'm so excited today. I know I don't think I've annulled my car dilemmas over the last several months. But both my truck and I have my dad's old F-150 pickup truck. And then I have a Lincoln Navigator. Both within a 2-week time frame were hit while parked, separate spots, completely different deals. And I don't know if you know, but the supply chain and something going on with COVID and the rental car market is really wonky. And anyway, it's been 3 months since my big SUV Navigator got hit. And today, I had a mini SUV for a while. I ran off the curb. I'm not good with mini cars because when you run a mini car off the curb with a low shoulder, it hits the ground a lot sooner than I'm familiar with. And it was just so hard to drive because I'm 44, and since I was 16, I've always driven something that was big. And now I got me a Ford Expedition today, so I'm ready to take all my 5 Rugrats and my girlfriend named Reagan. And we're going to go to dinner in my car.
Wait, your girlfriend's got the same name as your wife?
Hey. That's like that joke. Woman asked her boyfriend, she says something about playing golf on the weekends. He said, you starting to sound like my ex-wife. She said, I didn't know you were married before. He said, I know. That's hardcore.
That's tough there.
I pulled that out on Reagan. She might withdraw my golf club membership.
And take your Expedition all in one swoop.
And run over me
That's it.
I mean, I don't know. Man, we were Willy Wonka. So we're recording the day after Halloween.
Yeah.
Hallows Eve.
Yeah, All Hallows Eve. Yeah.
My preacher talks about it, and it's got some spiritual in religion, yep. and spiritual in spirits. correlation. But yeah, we had a good time. We were Willy Wonka, the crew, and I didn't know who I was, so I said, well, who am I? And they're like, dude, you're Willy Wonka. I mean, you're the whole reason for the movie. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I was Gene Wilder.
You got the candy game.
We got a lot of candy. The answer, marching up Bright Road. Chuck,
chuck, there's chuck, a song chuck, that goes, ants go chuck, marching chuck, two chuck, by two, hurrah. Remember that one?
Is that what while. The ants are singing?
Yeah.
The whole
they
posse.
Go marching four by
they
four.
They coming from the water side. They coming from the creek side.
It's a good day.
Oh, my God!
It is a good day to be an ant. Today is
a great day to be a dentist.
A dentist and an ant. A dentist in a couple weeks.
This is the best time of my life.
A couple more weeks.
Golly. You greedy dentist. Why don't your insurance work as well with y'all? God, getting in my pocket all the time. Can't even buy it out.
Eating too much
They're
candy.
Like, how many kids do you have, sir? I'm like, here's my check.
That's like 1,000 teeth.
But the crazy thing is, I had a bunch of cavities after I was a grown man. I had one time where it was a very bad dentist
meeting.
You
were drinking like 27 cups of sweet tea.
It was a bad dentist meeting.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, me and the dentist had to get the eye to eye. But my kids have had cavities as kids, you know?
Yeah.
And the first time my daughter had a cavity. I said, well, she's like six, seven. I said, we're not doing anything with that. It's baby tooth. No, we got to do that. It could cause a lot of detriment. I'm like, whoa. So I think I probably fixed 10 baby cavities. That's dumb, isn't it?
Have
start
you?
Yanking those things out.
Yeah, maybe tie it.
I should just.
Remember, tie the string to the doorknob and slam the
if
door?
If Reagan brings one of the kids home from the dentist, she brings them all at the same time, and they go at the same time. She's very efficient.
Yeah.
And she says Ford's got Kevin's going to give him a little jaw knocker, take that tooth out.
You do not mean that.
God, I didn't say that. Ford, he's got a tough jaw. Okay, tough chin, that boy.
Well, TM anyway, our guest, man.
Yeah, we got
Christopher Lawing.
Christopher Lawing, Bill Barty with Jesse Brown Outdoors
yep, yep.
is a good friend of ours.
Yep.
And been a guest on the show and a standard in Charlotte culture over there at South Park and what he does for
yeah.
the community. And we own some properties, like to dabble in history and very fond of it if you hear us on the radio.
Well, parking shop.
Christopher
yeah.
Lawing has worked for him for 6 years, kind of been raised up over there. And we saw Bill, and Christopher wrote a sign book, photography, great, it's cool. I went and bought it that day and met Christopher, said, you got to come on the show. So I am so excited. You talking about Charlotte history. Here we go, baby. We got some passion. Christopher Lawing, when we return, you're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Hasten from the Roby family of companies. We are your host.
Hey, Patrick.
What's up?
Welcome back. Hey, listen, if you didn't catch the first segment, we're on podcasts.
That's
we're on
it.
All the social media. Link it at home with Roby. Go check us out.
Man, I'll tell you what. Speaking of podcasts, I've been listening to Jocko Willick's podcast, and he had Matt Malone that is with Groundworks. It's DryPro is part of that company mm-hmm. now. I'll tell you what. Jocko Willick, if you haven't ever listened to Jocko Willick's podcast, that guy has got it going on.
There's only one podcast I listen to.
At Home with Roby.
It's all I can That's withstand.
It. What do you think about that,
Hey, Christopher? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I listen to your podcast and the Carolina Outdoors.
I hear you.
Yeah. Oh, you've been on that one.
You come an OG with the Charlotte crew. I like it. Christopher, where are you from?
I am from Charlotte. Grew up here. Haven't left.
Where'd you go to high school?
Oh, boom.
Jinx. Tell me a cheer one.
Jinx.
I went to Myers Park High School, graduated 2011, and then went on to NC State up in Raleigh.
Wait, who do we hate?
NC State.
Boom.
Not and
State.
Wake is fake, apparently.
Wake is fake. Hey, I will tell you this. I went to Clemson. Trent might know this story. And my daughter wants to be a veterinarian. I have one daughter. She's 11, Scarlett. And she now cheers for NC State over Clemson because of the veterinary program. And then the other night she was like, Dad, NC State's on tonight. You want to watch it with me? Like,
smart girl. Smart girl.
I mean, their mascot is a wolf.
Get your puppy out, right? How do I
yeah,
do that? It's
there
like,
you go.
Like this.
I want to break your hand right now, Christopher. Yeah, oh, no, I'm not. I have some animosity built up.
Are you pulling teeth?
All Hallows Eve.
A lot of violence over here today.
All that candy.
Reagan and I both went to Chapel Hill, yep. and we were talking to our kids about school, And Tatum, my oldest, said, well, I like Charleston and Clemson. I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, you're going to get an allotment for a public North Carolina school. And we were explaining out of state versus. And Reagan said, there's some good schools in North Carolina. She said, well, yeah, Poppy went to App State. That's cool. That seemed like a good school. I don't want to go to Wilmington. I can't go to UNC Charlotte. We kind of want them to get out of town a little bit. And Reagan said, well, there's NC State. And then she goes, I don't think I could fathom her going to NC State.
Oh, no.
She was serious. I said, baby, whoa. baby, billfold.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
Billfold, break out another 1,000. Let's go.
That's like having a boat, bust out another 1,000. So Christopher, you went to NC State, and you're a very famous person in Charlotte. I've seen you. You've been on the news. You've been all over the media with your project, right?
That's right.
Charlotte Sign.
The Charlotte Signs Project.
The Charlotte Signs Project.
Yes, sir.
Charlotte, the Signs of the Times.
Bingo. That's the book. That's the book that came out in 2017.
But you started doing this in high school.
And you signed my book.
That's right. I did. I did sign your book.
So
if
somebody goes to Jesse
book.
Brown Outdoor mm-hmm. and buys a book, they're
that's
over
right.
there at the register to the right, if you're standing in the square of the register.
That's right. Yep. And
if you're Christopher, to the right.
And I'll grab the magic Sharpie, it's and cool. I will sign it to
my
you.
My kids were impressed. I bring home a signed Charlotte history book,
that's
especially
awesome.
With all the cool signs. JFG parking shop. I mean,
yeah, that's
you know,
right.
It's, I mean, you look at it. It's if you read the blurb, it says roadside monuments such as JFG Coffee parking shop appear through the book. I said, wow, that is so cool. Open world famous open kitchen, which is right down the road.
That's right, just right down the street. I passed it on the way down here.
I mean, the three signs I just named, I just so you know, are on the west side.
Oh yeah,
the west quadrant of the square. JFG is about as close mm-hmm. as you're getting in the heart of that quadrant.
Mm-hmm.
You come out a little bit, massage it, you got open kitchen.
You do? Oh yeah.
And then
you have
roll
more.
On out towards the airport, you got parking shop.
And the Dairy Queen.
What's up with the Dairy Queen?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm watching that one. I don't know. They say they're just testing out
the
waters.
Market. I don't know about that.
We'll see. That's never a good sign.
Those waters are pretty frothy right
well,
now.
Well, the Dairy Queen in Belmont on Wilkinson Boulevard closed.
Yeah. The
and,
one on Central's gone now.
That's right.
Central. And now Wilkinson. And the Central and Wilkinson are the walk-up Dairy Queens, which mm-hmm. is old school. And Reagan's brother lives down in LaGrange, Georgia, married into a family that owns a Dairy Queen. And it's cool. It's old school. And they make a good living, but they work really hard in this game. So when the Belmont one came up for sale, the property, I called him. And I think Dairy Queen just wants these nicer new facilities. I mean, obviously,
yeah, that's
you
that's
understand
to.
That. I mean, Warren Buffett isn't an idiot.
Right. Yeah, there's still an old school.
It's sad, though. We need the Dairy Queen.
Well, and what they should, I think, what they should do is, you know, all these national chains have their heritage locations.
Yes.
So McDonald's has, here's the first location that we've kept classic and old school.
Chick-fil-A.
In-N-Out Burger. Chick-fil-A, the Dwarf Grill down in
Atlanta. Yeah.
So Dairy Queen should do that here in Charlotte because the location on Wilkinson Boulevard is the only one in the country that still uses that rooftop Eskimo Inuit branding. You know, the only one in the country. People travel to Charlotte just to see that signage, just to see that Dairy Queen.
You got your eyes on that sign?
Oh, no, of course not. Why would you say that?
Hey, Christopher, are you so nostalgic that you want to run a Dairy Queen? We'll partner with you?
Well, I think we should talk about that off air. I like that.
I'm serious.
Let's talk about it.
Have you ever wanted to be a proprietor?
Income.
He
Bill
is a proprietor.
Entrepreneur, proprietor.
Yeah,
everything.
Bill Barty, the Roby family. I think we might have a part. We might have just cut a deal. Deal making on the At Home with Roby show. Goodness
That's right.
gracious.
Mark that tape.
Did I say Reagan's brother runs a Dairy Queen in LaGrange, Georgia? He's a pretty good consultant.
He probably
I
has
think,
some good experience
think
he
they're
could
fairly
bring
successful,
into the fold.
You know?
Yeah, I like that.
Let's talk about the book a little bit more. I'm looking at the web, and you can buy this bad boy online, CLTSignsProject.com. And, man, Trent, you look at the – I haven't seen I think I briefly saw it in your office. But on the cover, you got Open Kitchen, Ratcliffe's Flowers, and Penguin. This is
the
cool.
Penguin. You got the penguin
and
on this
the
back.
The penguin, yeah.
Yeah. And then the back.
Did they reuse the sign?
The penguin sign? They reused the logo. The original sign, half of it, is actually in the Charlotte Museum of History right now in an exhibit called Charlotte Signs of Home, and we can talk about that now or later, but it's an exhibit that I was fortunate to design and curate. But then the other half they're going to put into the Plaza Midwood Library branch.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they reuse that logo on the East Boulevard kind of
resurgence. So are you
resurgence.
Like the number one sign guy in Charlotte?
I don't know if I'm number one, but I love signs.
Wow.
I love their history.
I love it, man.
And this really, like I we alluded to at the beginning there, this started in high school for you.
That's right.
And what was kind of like, what do you remember when this fascination sort of began, and what sign really captivated you initially?
Definitely, yes. So it was the summer of 2010. I was going into my senior year of high school, and we were going to have a thesis project in my darkroom photography class where we had to, you know, have like images that, you know, built up our thesis for that year. But the very first image that I photographed, or the very first sign, was the Jesus Save sign over in the Wesley Heights community off the old Tuckasegee Road and on top of the Gar Memorial Church.
Yep.
And that sign really captivated and set the stage for this whole project. Even to this very day, it's still shaping this project and the signs that I've included and the history that's been included. Very simple sign, beautiful sign. It was saved and restored and is in a church down in right at Matthews Pineville Road. So that sign still lives on.
Man.
If you on the website, you can actually, there's a page of that sign. Now there's a picture of it. If you go to the third or fourth picture as you're sliding through, you can kind of see
me
the sign
Reagan,
you're talking about.
I mm-hmm. make her ride That's around right. with me for the last 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
On the weekend, we just
yeah.
ride around neighborhoods.
Cool.
And we loved the Jesus Save because it was on the top of that, the very peak of that steep church roof.
Yes.
And it was horizontal with the building. I remember
yeah.
it very, very vividly.
And y'all will get a kick out of this, and I'll make it short and sweet, but that building, which was the Gar Auditorium, was actually the old Charlotte City Auditorium, which used to be in downtown Charlotte. The church wanted to buy that building in the late 20s and couldn't afford it. Then the Great Depression hit. They prayed about it, and the city demolished the building. The church had the idea, let's buy the plans and buy the rubble. So they bought the architect plans that had been
No
lost
way.
For 26 years. They found them in an archive. They bought all the rubble. All the congregants took all the bricks and rocks and everything to the new site, and they used the old plans to build the church that they got for $2,500.
Man.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Mecklenburg County gave them a permit.
I don't know about that.
The times are a little different.
They prayed on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
unbelievable.
And
yeah.
I write Pastor Jeff, just we got to pray.
That's right.
To make it today. That is a cool story. So right quick, we got to go to a commercial, but right quick, where is this museum? Where's your display at?
It is currently at the Charlotte Museum of History, which is on the east side. It's off Shamrock Drive
yeah.
near Aldersgate Retirement Facility. And it is a beautiful museum, and inside is a pretty big display of these Charlotte signs.
Man, I think we got a Haston family field trip.
The McIsaacs might tag along on
I
that
mean,
one, too. That sounds pretty cool.
We need
cool.
to, man.
Yeah.
Get a Scarlet, roll with the girls. And I took the book home and showed my kids. I just thought I'd get some rounding points. Tatum took it up to a room I hadn't really seen it.
How
I
cool.
Mean, which is,
yeah.
Which I'm down with. I'll just come buy another one. They're good for both.
Buy it
sure.
online.
Come
buy
on.
It right now.
All
Charlotte,
right.
CLT.
I want an autograph. So I got to get it
in.
I'm old school. All right, Christopher, will you stick around for a few more minutes?
I'll stick around a little
man,
bit longer.
Man, this is fun. Talking about Charlotte history through signs. When we return on the At Home with Roby Show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
Patrick, we have a couple more meetings together today, don't we?
I think we have a couple more meetings together.
What a lovely afternoon.
Oh
man,
riveting.
I'm so excited.
But not as fun as having Christopher Lawing in here.
I mean, Christopher, so across the street is our main office that we've been blessed to be a partner in, Light Parking Shop. And it's the Biltmore Dairy building. Can you source me some Biltmore Dairy signs?
Let me tell you, the Biltmore Dairy, those signs are one of the hardest to come by. And if you find one, they're super expensive. But there's a lot of them still out there. A lot of them are barn finds hanging up on a general store somewhere, maybe. They're all porcelain. I actually know a guy who has one, but I don't think he's going to want to sell it. But I love that y'all
I got cash.
Redid that building. That's a beautiful building, and I've seen some of the old photography of the Biltmore Dairy trucks out in front of it when they had the sign up on the brickwork. It's
and
cool
the tie
place.
In, I mean, I'm just a true old school Charlotte guy, just like you, so I get enamored by all this. The tie in between the dairy and then the parking shop
Well, and the Dairy Queen there.
And the Dairy Queen, I read that article on the listing for it. The son talked about his first job was at the Biltmore Dairy.
That's it, yeah.
I was like, oh, my gosh, I got to get in the Dairy Christopher. Yeah. All right.
We need to buy a cow.
Or an old Dairy Queen.
Or old Dairy Queen.
I mean, take your pick.
We'll vertically integrate.
Wow. We'll leave the farming to the Biltmore.
Oh, we'll get my father-in-law on the show. He can handle that part.
That is crazy. So Banks Wilson, our partner in the dairy, he's a marketing guy, creative. You know, that's how his mind thinks. And he did source a Biltmore dairy sign, but I don't think it's one of the original from this dairy. But he does have an old sign in there.
That's great. Yeah. No good.
And I'm like,
there should be one. Yeah.
I need to lean on you a little more. Wow. So the way we keep the Dairy Queen sign on Wilkerson is you run that business.
Okay.
I'm in.
All right, let's talk
put
about
it this way. If you have a kitchen fire, the fire department is next door.
Literally right next door.
And we're moving our Angerobi office from the dairy to across the street is the Stone Restoration property. So we'll be directly across the street from the dairy.
All right.
So you get a lot of business from the Roby family.
Yeah.
Be good. Whoa, hey, Bill Bartiz in the window. He must have heard.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
It's a joke, Bill. It's a joke.
Oh, wow. He's knocking the door down. No, he's our partner, too.
Oh, he's in the game. All right.
Okay.
Got it.
So where do you see this passion growing to? What's your goal here?
So there's been three phases of this project so far. First phase was high school photography project. First image, Jesus Save sign. Second image, the Amity Garden sign that was on East End Pizza Boulevard, and then so on and so forth. Second phase was the self-publishing, self-design process, and then publishing this book in 2017. And then the third phase, as of yet, is the exhibit that opened in October of last year, so October 2021, and that was a collaboration between myself and the Charlotte Museum of History.
Yeah.
Great, experience. It was fun to design and curate that. Designing and curating museum exhibits was my major at NC State. And it was truly an out-of-the-blue call that I received from the museum. They said, hey, we would love for you to come back and work with us. Would you want to do an exhibit? And I said, hey, I have the signs. I have, the experience to back it up. I would love to design and curate this exhibit. So we installed it, and it opened last October. And it'll be open at least through next June of 2023.
We're there.
Yeah,
right. That's awesome.
We're
come
going
on by.
This kind of stuff is really cool. And so when the signs aren't at the Museum of History, where do they live?
They live at a very generous network of friends, family, and sign company sign yards, because these signs are large. They are heavy.
Yeah.
They won't just fit in a garage or an attic. Some of them will, but when you have multiples of them, they won't all fit in the same place. So a generous network keeps these safe and secure.
So do you see... I'm sure you could just spend lifetimes and lifetimes on Charlotte history through signage, and it just keeps unraveling, which is cool. You just learn more and more. But do you see this staying Charlotte-centric, or do you see your goals growing out of Charlotte?
I see a couple things being accomplished before the goal grows. I would love to see either not necessarily a museum, but a place where these signs could be in one space that people could enjoy, whether they're appreciating the history or the art or the design of these signs. And that could be a multi-purpose spot for events and reunions and dinners, kind of like a food hall, who knows. And then I would love to see it grow. I would love to see maybe there be a statewide effort for not just Charlotte, but, Raleigh, Greensboro, Boone, wherever these old signs are.
Chapel Hill. I mean, you name it, right?
Yeah.
NC State. We might have an old sign for you. You remember that old MCO sign on the Arty building?
Yeah.
That thing is just tucked away back in the corner. I mean, I don't know, but you might want to look at it. It's probably been there. Gosh, they were there for 30, 40 years.
Maybe he could help us use it as a decoration
in the new spot.
Office revamp or something.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Yeah. That's
pretty
cool.
It is a cool sign. People know, all the old Charlotte businessmen that I talked to know about it. They're like, that's an old MCO building. It's on Ardy Avenue behind Pet Palace where Patrick's office is.
Yes. And we still have people.
And you
come.
Just tried to give it away?
Well, we
accept.
Have something.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll
do it.
Always
giving away my iPhones.
I'll give it to you when that Dairy Queen's open.
Okay. TJ, mark that tape.
You're
too.
Good, Patrick. You
got
are
him.
Good.
Got him. It'll be your signing bonus.
I like sign where his up. Hands are. Golly. He'll do anything for an MCO sign.
Hey, it's bright red like
NC
State.
I gotta ask you, I'm a collector of shark's teeth, crazy shark teeth. If you ever heard of me talk about it on the show, and I like try to look for arrowheads, quartz crystal gems, gemstones, and I like all the history of it. Like where did it? Who did it? Who put it there? How did it do it? Shark 30 million years old, you know something? what was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say.
The history.
Do you, when you're riding down the road and you see an old farm or a barn or a garage or whatever that has a sign leaning up against the side, do you pull over and go talk to these people?
Sometimes I will. I will. There's actually a local example of that. I was headed, you know, up to NC State. I went up. It was a day trip. Went up and back on the same trip, and I was passing by the old Hickory House that used to be out North Tryon Street. And I knew that they had closed, you know, a year prior and was going through some renovations and everything. But I saw a number on the building for, you know, employment opportunities. And I said, well, if there's a way to get that sign, I bet it's through that phone number. So I called that phone number, and we worked out a deal, and I brought home, not the same day, but that old Hickory House sign.
Wow.
And you can see that sign in the Charlotte Signs of the Time or Charlotte Signs of Home exhibit. But I will pull over. I've been known to do that before. I'll do it again, I'm sure.
Man, I think I might need to join you in this endeavor. I'm a collector.
We have fun.
I mean, it's good to have bird dogs and allies, right?
Oh, yeah, yes.
I mean, give me something else to do. Because I used to bird dog the baseball cards at parking shop when I was a kid with my dad. Because they'd always run across some cool cards. I'd borrow money and buy them out. I'm gonna do that with the sign business. TJ, you loan me some money? So, heard there's some nice signs out on the streets, dog.
probably some pretty cool ones from WBT if you really think about it. I mean, going way back.
They might have some stored here in a storeroom, in a closet somewhere. You never
know. We'll sniff around after the show, see what we can.
Let's do that.
So I got a question for you. You talked about the old Biltmore Dairy signs being porcelain.
Mm-hmm.
Are there, for different time periods in the last couple hundred years of Charlotte, are the materials evolve of the sign?
They sure do. They sure do. And the brightest and the most colorful medium that you will ever see is neon, which is electrified glass, or electrified gas, I should say, in a glass tube. And that really came online in the mid to late 20s and was popular, you know, up through the late 60s before, you know, Charlotte sign regulations started to change. Before that, you would have had a lot of porcelain signs, like you mentioned, which is basically enamel baked onto a heavy metal underlayer. And then before that, and even still today, you'll have hand-painted or hand-lettered signs, which is basically an artisan or an artist who's painting out these signs by hand.
They've got some pretty cool examples of that. Adams Billboard Company has a lot of examples of that. They did in their old office. I haven't been to their new office, but of all these billboards were hand-painted. I mean, back in the day.
Mm, wow.
Think about that, how long that would take.
Yeah.
I mean, with my skill set, that would have definitely been a good job for me. If they had not phased that out.
Yeah, we would have the patience for that.
Up in the air. Yeah. Well, Christopher, this is so fun. We got to have you back.
Let's do it.
As this progresses, we'll do a round two because I know everybody's so enamored. How can people look you up? Give yourself a promotion here, buddy.
Sure. CLTSignsProject.com or CLTSignsProject across all social media channels. I'm there. I monitor everyone.
And we'll throw it on our social media as well. Go buy a book.
Yeah, go
it's
buy
a great
a book.
Coffee table
Christopher
book.
Will sign it. If you have
Run by
friends, buy them a book.
Yeah.
Everything. Great.
Christmas is coming up.
Christmas is coming up.
It is
up.
A great, it says that on your promo, that it's a great gift. Coffee
That's
table
right.
book. It even takes a little bit of staining well, okay, from the coffee. All right. Christopher, thanks for being here.
Thank
Good
you.
Good luck to you, buddy. I look forward to growing our friendship.
Same.
You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back. At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Commercial Services. I'm Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts.
Okay, now I have an idea. One of our upcoming shows, Christian's been beating me and you in the head about getting guests lined up.
Yeah.
And we always sit on it till the last minute. I'm going to ask James Van Shore, Reagan's brother, who lives in LaGrange, Georgia.
We're going to talk about Dairy Queens.
And married into a Dairy Queen family. And he this is life.
Well, you were talking about, well, there's still a couple.
About a proprietor.
There's an old school Dairy Queen still in Oak Island. I was trying to say that when you're talking about this before, which is pretty cool. It's a walk-up style, and it's like just a side of a building, and the other side's an old deli. And that place blows up.
Well, I think, yeah. The deal is, I think they have the rights to open another store around that area. They have that territory. And I'm being a businessman and being young and dumb and eager, and he worked so hard respecting the history of this business and doing it right. And years ago, I said, you're going to open that other one? And it gets kind of, I think it's got some rights that they have being old school Dairy Queen proprietors. And he said, man, I don't want to mess up the secret sauce. We work really hard, and we run this one really great, and we have a great product. And we have raving fans. If I tried to open two up, that might not go the right way. And you got to respect that.
You got to respect that.
You know? Anyway, and we talked about workforce development on the last show.
Yep.
When I was talking to him about the Dairy Queens a couple weeks ago, he started talking about his workforce is terrible.
It's tough.
And he said he has, you know, he hires high school students, and he has, he said he had four, and he was going to go in on a Saturday and Sunday and do the training for these four students. And two of them didn't even show up, and they don't text. He's like, they didn't text me and say, hey, I'm having second thoughts. I'm still kind of interested, but I just kind of – he said, I'd have been like, great. Well, let me know. Come by. Have a slushie sometime. Let's go. He said, no, they just went cold on me. He's like, how do you hire people?
I mean, that's a problem. I mean, that's a real big problem. That's really sad.
I mean, I would have thought if – first off – when I was in Chapel Hill and got the wily idea that I wanted to get a job, I went down to the nursery. I said, man, I'm a construction guy. Of course they're going to hire me. They didn't even hire me. Broke my heart. I was 0-for-1. You know what? Then you go back to nepotism. Daddy, I'm coming home.
Yeah, give me a job. Give me a job.
I don't like getting let down, Pops.
He didn't really want you working anyways, though, right?
He was against it.
I think I might have known what happened.
He was
here.
Very mad.
Papa Ron might have placed a little phone call to that nursery and been like, look.
He might have. Just like after I wrecked my motorcycle, they all four got stolen within the next week. Isn't that crazy?
I wonder how that happened.
My poor friend got accused of it
by me. That's like saying, yeah.
I got older, I said, huh, I started working full-time. We had an old-school carpenter, great guy, worked for us for a long time, David Anderson. I said, what'd you do with my motorcycles? He started laughing. He said, your dad was real stressed out when you had that wreck back in high school.
That's like you know, the dog that bites seven kids.
That's great.
You know, he's living on the farm now. That's like the same kind of deal.
My dad let me run this. I mean, I was doing my own private investigation work to find those four motorcycles. He's sitting back laughing. He's like, got me about $100 cash in my pocket for those bikes. All right, so for the 10 weeks leading up to last show, which was the 10th show,
yeah,
we told a wish story in support of Make-A-Wish, because this yesterday, you're listening to this on Sunday, yesterday, November the 5th, would have been our 14th annual Pitching for Wishes at Freedom Park. So I hope that this, as the show has listened to the day after and beyond on podcast, that it was a wild, raving success.
Well, as we stand here today, as we sit here at WBT at 1 Julian Price Place on Tuesday,
uh-huh,
it looks like we're going to have really good weather. So, I mean, that's a big deal for the event. Obviously, rain's no good. Snow's not good. Really cold's probably not that bad. But it looks, you know, knock on wood, we're going to have good weather.
And Christian McCall, thank you. I just want to tell you, you're such a wonderful asset. I was ran by the office before the radio show today, and I said, hey, you want to talk about these guest lists and lining up? She said, no, leave me alone. I'm busy. We have our sponsorship party this evening, so we've done this every year to add value to our sponsors and also help them grow their network and their businesses, hopefully do some business-to-business. We got a cookout tonight at the Biltmore Dairy. If you are in town, come by.
You
that was a trick.
You must She's going to get mad at me. But you must have said that, right? Because I walked by her. I looked. I like made eye contact. I'm like, I ain't messing with you this week. She goes, tell your friend
that. Yeah, I heard her. And then you didn't come say hello.
You I didn't know you were in there. I was like, I'm getting out of here.
I was in earshot of that comment. She said, tell your friend Trent. I'm like,
did you blame me? I mean, I hauled after that. I'm out.
I had to walk into Tiffany's office and talk to the HR manager. I had to get some coaching.
We love you, Christian.
Calm down. Simmer down now. I like her. She gets a little feisty.
I like it. That's good.
I like when these women take control. I'll just do whatever. Hey, Daddy always said there's something that needs to be swept. Get a broom, boy. That's a good life lesson there. Christopher's over here shaking his head. Well, man, we got a lot to talk about with Christopher. We hope you enjoyed the show. Man, like I said, we hope that this is a beautiful weekend, and yesterday was a raving success for Make-A-Wish Foundation. Go do the golden rule today. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Have a smile on your face this Sunday and beyond. Thanks for listening to At Home with Roby.